We are talking funny things. We're talking not that sort of funny. We're talking actual funny things with a funny person because we've got comedian Sam Taunton in the studio.
Hello. Thank you for having me. What a treat this is to be here.
It's a treat to have you in the studio and to be able to talk live in face-to-face with a comedian that's funny.
Oh, you're putting so much pressure on me now to be funny.
I'm just going
to
keep saying comedian funny.
Yeah, and I've just got to be like doing gags off the top of my head. All right, let's go.
But you just told me this isn't the first time you've been in a community radio station, but it's. What do you think of our humble little abode here?
Well, I was just saying to you, I was amazed. I don't know if the listeners have ever set foot in this studio before.
Well, no, only special people.
Okay, right, yeah, you've got to get the invite. Yeah. But there's a door, this automatic door that kind of comes open and then you don't even have to shut it. And it's not a sliding door, it's a door that actually opens. It's magic.
That's, this is the future here at Tourist.
Yeah, right. I don't know if whatever people are paying in membership fees, it's too much. All right? Ask for a discount because it's all going to this magical front door.
But have you seen our headphones? Have you seen our ancient desk? Wood grain?
No, but I thought that was more of like a retro vibe or something. I bought my own headphones just in case. That's how much community radio I've done. I was like, I'll bring headphones just in case they don't have some ready to go.
Oh, that's all right. I would have been impressed if you came in with your own headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I would just say you're a pro.
Yeah.
It's like you're a comedian carrying your own jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that came from. But it's good to have you in here and to talk about, I guess funny things. You've been in Sydney now for about a year or so.
You've living the dream.
You've travelled around the country doing comedy shows, being comedy festivals. I'm sure you've done some really dodgy tin pot little shows
I reckon I've been to every small town in Australia to do comedy. The last 4 years, I've just toured everywhere, like far north Western Australia, far north Queensland, Tassie, everywhere. I reckon I've been to. So like, yeah, I've had some of the worst shows you could ever imagine. Just like getting booed and stuff. I got booed off Rottnest Island not long ago. I was doing a show and, by the way, every interview I do seems to end up with me telling a story about a gig going badly.
Well, it sounds like you've got plenty to talk about.
Which it doesn't, like, when you're trying to promote something, doesn't really, like, bode well. But, yeah, doing a show. It wasn't going very well. Everyone was quite drunk.
Right.
And three girls kind of started a chant, like a booing chant.
Oh, what?
And then this other guy kept, he was like, next, he kept yelling out. He was like, next, next. And I was on stage and I was like, man, I'm the headliner. Even if I wanted to get off, like you can keep yelling next. There's no one else.
What you should have done is just walked off.
And then come back on. Yeah, hey, I'm back. I put a different hat on or something. It's like, hey, it's not me at all. It was going really badly. And then the booing kind of spread. Unfortunately. Oh. And then at that point I had like 150 people booing me.
Oh, man.
And I thought it was probably time to, sometimes you've got to just give in and say, you know what? I'm not going to win this one.
Cut the cord sometimes.
Yeah, cut the cord and walk off.
Far out.
That's the beauty of doing radio. You can't get booed off.
We don't know.
Booed off air.
See, you know, in radio, you're told to talk to one person. Like you imagine that you're talking to someone. It might be your sister or your mum, or you're talking to that one person. It's a very personal medium, radio. So as long as that one person keeps listening in your head, then you're fine.
You're fine. But what if that one person is in their car going, boo, this sucks.
I can't hear him, so it's all good.
Yeah. Myself. Self-doubt would creep in. I assume everyone's booing me right now.
But that's the thing. I mean, with a lot of art forms, comedian, music, I'm sure writers, poets, you've got to do the hard yards, right? You've got to go around to those small towns. You've got to get yourself out there. And yeah, sometimes you're going to go to places that maybe don't appreciate your art form so much, but you're still getting your name out there and you're being seen and people go, oh, that guy, Sam, I saw him at the club that week. He was great.
And to me, I don't even see it as that much of being like, you know, you got to do the hard yards. To me, I'm like, how fun is this that I get to go to a small town and meet these people and do comedy for them? And a lot of the time it's like, you know, you go to some towns, like we were doing comedy in like Port Hedland and Karratha. I was doing it about 2 months ago with the Melbourne Comedy Festival Roadshow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, they don't like, you know, there's no comedy club in Port Hedland. You know, it's not like the Chuckle Hut in Port Hedland. It's just like, so you're the only time comedy comes to the town for a year, maybe, till that show goes next year.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. And it's quite a, you know, it's almost a privilege in a way that you get to kind of try to make these people laugh. Sometimes it doesn't go well and they boo you off. But it's a treat. I really like doing it.
Yeah, great. Now, I did some investigation into your life.
Terrifying.
I talk to people, you know, we've got the inside word.
See, that's not allowed. Like you can Google, I think Googling's fine, but you can't ring people I know to get background information on me. That's crazy.
Well, too bad. I got the information about you being somewhat of a good golfer.
Well, yeah, like I was a very good golfer. Now I'm pretty rusty.
So would you grow up like playing golf as a teenager, going out in the weekends?
Yeah, it was pretty much my whole life as a teenager. Till about like the ages of, I was going to turn pro. That was the big goal. Like I was going to be a tour pro. I was in like New South Wales teams.
That's where the money is, right?
Well, yeah, and yeah, you know, and instead I dropped it to pursue the lucrative career of stand-up comedy and getting booed off stage on Rottnest Island. No, but yeah, I it was kind of the thing I did when I was growing up, and you know, I was looking to pursue it, and I was pretty good. Like I was.
Was there a turning point where you said, oh, I'm going to be a pro golfer, and then you're like, oh, actually, no, I'd rather do this other
Yeah, there was career. A turning point. I remember. So I was playing pennant, right, for a golf club in Sydney called Bonnie Doon Golf Club, right? Not to be confused with the castle. We're going to Bonnie Doon, right, town of Victoria. but it's a very good golf course, right? And we were playing, it's like team golf, and we were playing, I can't remember who we were playing, maybe we were playing New South Wales Golf Club, but we were playing at New Brighton Golf Club, which is in Western Sydney. And I was losing terribly.
Oh, okay.
I was having a very bad round. And I was walking up the 10th fairway and I had a moment of just a flash in my brain. And I said, I'm going to do stand-up comedy so I can go on community radio. No, I just was like, I'm done. It was just like a turning point in my head. I was like, I don't want to play anymore. And I still play a bit now, but not competitively.
What age were you when you made that decision?
Oh, like 19 or 18, probably.
But that's a big decision to make at that age. I mean, when I was 18, 19, I'd made the decision to go into IT rather than doing radio.
Yeah.
I was an idiot.
Well,
are you going to turn around in like 5 years and go, man, I should play golf?
Yeah, I've thought about it. Like, because the other day I went for a game of golf and I was like, oh, this is way better. It's like I'm out in the sun and it's like nice and I'm talking to people. It's really fun. Instead, I'm not, you know, at a grimy comedy club at 10 p.m. at night trying to work on new jokes. But no, it's the thing I was like, I don't want to play competitively. But it's the good thing about golf is that it's a sport you can literally play for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So it'll be something I imagine I'll do for a long time. But
when you can't walk much anymore, you just get on the buggies and then you go up and hit and then you get back on the buggy.
I'm already on the buggy. I'm already in the cart. I'm not walking.
Like, really? Oh, yeah, I suppose.
You get in the carts, you drive around. It's a great day. It's a great day.
As long as it's got like a beer holder thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But the person who told me about your life also informed me that you're a bit of an asshole because you are good at everything.
No, that's not true. That's not true. There's like three things I'm good at.
Right.
Or maybe four things I'm good at. But the rest I'm like so bad. No, you know what? I'm not even that good. I'm like mediocre at four things and not really good at one thing.
Well, my source said that your father, a very good country music singer.
This is true. Yeah, he was a country music musician. Won 2 golden guitars at Tamworth Country Music
Unbelievable.
Festival.
This is amazing. And
Tony Taunton is his name.
Tony Taunton. Look him up. Look him up. I should play his song.
He has an album called Straight from the Shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Why from the shoulder?
Straight from the shoulder. I don't know
straight,
what. I don't
like
know what. I think it's
hip,
yeah, something shoulder. Like that. Okay. I don't know. But there's a great album cover of him that he made. I think it came out in the 80s, and he's wearing like double denim, and he's got like a Tom Selleck mustache. He's got like a guitar next to him with his arms crossed. Like it's very, very serious. And my favorite song on that album, Straight from the Shoulder, was a song called Sunday Undies, right? Which is a song about basically him just skinny dipping in the nude. And I remember hearing that at 8 years old and going, that's a cool song. And then growing up to be like, oh, so he was into some real nudist, like swimming stuff.
You don't really want to picture your dad skinny dipping either.
No,
yeah.
No. Unfortunately,
but there's a whole song about it out there.
Yeah, so a lot of people have.
And did your dad want you to pursue country music singing? Was this something that was on the cards?
Well, I used to play a lot of music with him growing up. Like I would go around to shows he was doing and I would kind of play.
The Taunton Family Band.
Yeah, yeah. Real kind of the Taunton vibes. What's it? Is it the Partridge Band? No. What's that family band called? Not the Jackson 5. Anyway.
Yeah.
I would play a lot with him.
Yes.
And
the Jonas Brothers?
No. The Jonas Brothers. Yeah, me and Dad are the Jonas Brothers. No, but I quickly, it was something I would do, but then, you know, it's not that glamorous.
No.
I enjoy playing with him, but yeah, he kind of never wanted me to do it, I don't think. He was kind of like, you got to get out.
he was
trapped by the country music scene, whereas I had a fresh start. He's like, don't be like me, kid. You got the whole world in front of you.
Yeah, fair enough. Go and see the world and
go
see
and
those comedy
mics.
Clubs.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. And speaking of comedy shows, your show is called It's Nice, It's Modern, which is a special encore performance that you are doing at the Comedy Store on the 7th of September. That is a Friday night, an encore show. It's that much demand. You've got to go, I'm doing
another
one. That's
it. There is so much people on the street are stopping me being like, you've got to do another show.
We want one more joke. Yeah. One more show.
No, it's a show I did at comedy festivals all this year, all around the country.
Yeah.
And we're doing one more. Because I only did 4 nights in Sydney and I feel like there's got to be a few people that still want to see.
Totally. And what we're going to do right now, Sam, is we're going to ask 2SER listeners who might want to go, who maybe can't afford it.
Please come.
No. If you're thinking, I really want to see Sam live at the Comedy Store on Friday the 7th of September, I don't have a money to buy it right now, but I really want to go. Give us a call right now, 9514-9500. That is our number. The first couple of calls, we'll see how many we get. 9514-9500 is the number. And we'll give you a double pass to see Sam Taunton live at the Comedy Store on the 7th of September. 9514-9500. Now, the danger is here, Sam, that we don't always get callers.
True.
I'm not saying we don't have listeners, but often our listeners don't feel the need to call.
Well, it's hard to call when you're booing someone. it's hard to type the numbers.
9514. Say it with me.
9514. There you go.
9500. And sometimes they call through and they want an album because we give away albums.
Okay, sure.
Some weeks we have albums we can't give them away. You know?
Yeah.
Might be a really good album, but sometimes people just like, I just don't feel like calling this week.
Mm. Well, look, that's fine. Look, the ticket offer is going to last. Call this station throughout the week. There'll be tickets floating around.
Yeah, we'll just give you Sam's private number.
Absolutely. If you want my personal number to text me at all hours of the night, ring me, we'll chat. We'll talk about anything, not just comedy.
I love it. Well, good luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
Where else can people see you? You got some, appearances?
Oh, I'm like always around the place.
Galas.
Well, look, it's kind of all. I'm at the Comedy Store all this week, actually, in Sydney. If anyone wants to
go
doing spots,
go
if you want to come down and see me and a whole bunch of other comedians. But I am around. I'm kind of in like a lull period where I start writing my new show for next year.
Cool.
So I'm always around.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming to SCR.
Thank you so much.
We can talk, about your other missing exploits that you didn't take up.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find other ones.
Well, anytime there's a golf program on here, get me on because I'm ready to go.